our friends from AARP New Hampshire, talking about really caregivers' tips and thoughts and advice during the holidays. Before we get there, Pam, good morning, New Hampshire, on a Monday instead of a Friday. How are you? Hope you're well.
Yeah, I am good. I'm good today, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I was just sharing before the break. A lot of your members are seniors on fixed income. I couldn't believe the need. I can't believe the need and the support. You know, so many of these people that run these charities are such, they're truly angels among us. And they'd say, we have people coming in that have never had to ask for any help. They've been in their homes, but the money's just not going as far with inflation, and they're running out of money halfway through the month, and they don't know what to do. And if we weren't here for them, I don't know what these couples would do. A lot of them are seniors on fixed income.
Yeah, everything costs so much more this year.
Yeah.
I see it when I go to the grocery store, when I go out to eat, every place. Everything is just much more expensive.
It's taking its toll.
Sure is. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for doing that, Jack. It makes a big difference to a lot of people.
I thank our team and the donors. But and these 26 charities, I mean, meeting some of these people that just have devoted so much to their community. All right, tell us about caregivers during the holidays. Take it away.
Yeah, well, it's National Family Caregivers Month, and we know the holidays are right around the corner. We have 168,000 family caregivers in New Hampshire, and the holidays have their fair amount of stress that they bring, but for some family caregivers, the holidays bring an added stress. You know, they're already busy, and there's a lot more to do during the holidays. So I wanted to give some tips today about, you know, keeping things in check and trying to decrease the stress around the holidays and increase the joy, especially for family caregivers. So let's start. I have eight things. First, people should really focus on what's meaningful. You know, we all picture the holidays as being perfect, but the perfection is not the goal. It's really about meaning and joy. So have a conversation with your loved ones ahead of time about what makes the holidays most meaningful for them and for you, and then focus on that. It's all also about simplifying your holiday activities. If going all out for the holidays is really going to push you over the edge, remember that it doesn't have to be all or nothing. You don't have to put out all of your decorations. Put out a few that are the most significant. If you usually go to a lot of religious services, pick the one that means the most to you. If you have a long list of Christmas cards, you don't have to send to the entire list. Just send a few or give yourself a break and send none at all. It's also a great time to start some new traditions, Jack. I'm sure your family has traditions. Mine has traditions. But you don't have to do everything. And cut out what you're unable to do and try something new. Make it easy. Maybe watch a holiday concert on TV, do a video chat with some family members, and maybe watch an old home movie that you all love. Or, you know, just turn up the holiday music and dance together. Do something fun. Here we're getting back to the meals around the holidays, Jack, and food's a huge part of the holidays for people. And it's hard to think about what you need to change during meal times, but simplify the menu. Maybe split up the grocery shopping list. Try a potluck. Order all your meals from a grocery store or restaurant. Or maybe just go to eat someone else's house to eat. So for Jack, what do you do in your family for gift giving?
Gift giving?
Yeah.
Well, I listen to higher authorities at home, but we always debate. We did kind of the swap thing one year, the kids, but then the kids don't like it because then they say, well, we can't get something else if we're just supposed to draw and get one. So this year, I think it's an open game here. I've reached a point, though, Pam, just to sound, I don't need any more. Maybe the old aftershave or sleeve of golf balls, but that's about it. I don't need any more socks or clothes. I mean, I'm kind of down at the point. I just sit there and like to watch, but I'll let you take it there.
Yeah, so you're looking for someone to be efficient in their gift giving to you, which is great because that's one of my tips. You know, be efficient. You don't have to go all out. And if you want to buy some gifts, you can shop online. You can ask a friend to shop for you. Scale back the number of presents. And you know, although it may not have worked in your family, Jack, it may work in another family. Draw names and exchange with one person.
No, really it worked. It worked. It was just a little bit of a rebellion after a few years.
Well, last few things. If you're a caregiver, take care of yourself. Don't run on empty and high stress. Focus on what fills you up. Sleep, walking, calls with friends, maybe a half hour to watch your favorite TV show. Just relax. Connect with other caregivers because they're all in the same boat as you. Share your feelings and get some tips. And the last thing, most important for caregivers, not only around the holidays, Jack, but all year long, ask for help.
Yeah.
Even if you don't normally do it, ask for help. Even a few hours can be a huge relief.
So hopefully
these will all help you out. We have lots of caregiving tips for people at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. And, you know, you'll be happier if you can just go with the flow.
Right.
You know, you might have a delay or a crisis or maybe some disappointments, but alongside those can be some real joy, too.
And I think you'd agree with me, too, Pam. Great, great, great tips for caregivers. Don't try and be everything to everyone. It's so much pressure and unnecessary stress over the holidays, and it doesn't always have to be perfect. Take a deep breath. Do less with more. Chill out a little bit. Count your simple blessings like health. Those are the things to think about. A meaningful, just family and friends and doing the simple stuff. That's my take. But anyway, thank you, Pam.
Totally agree. Yeah, yeah. The time's precious, so just make some meaningful memories to treasure.